Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, Victoria. It's Steve Statler here. How are you?
Good, Steve. How are you?
Pretty good. So, Victoria, thanks for calling in and speaking to Don and I. We've pulled Don out from behind the cameras. Thank you for keeping me company, Don.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure. I'm particularly interested in this topic.
Yeah, it is super interesting. And Victoria, you're the kind of person we've actually never had on the show, which is a user of Beacon
Correct.
Technology. So, I was really interested to get a message from you through the Mr. Beacon website because you basically described kind of a mixed experience. And so we'd love to hear the good, the bad, the ugly, and maybe we should just start off with a quick intro on who you are and then maybe how you came across Beacons in the first place.
Sure, no problem. My name is Victoria Gonzalez, and I am a small business owner. You could say a solopreneur. I started selling personalized children's books way back in 1999 after I decided to stay home and take care of my kids. Prior to that, I was working in product development for Nabisco. But recently, I came across wanting to learn different marketing techniques for my business, and someone had come to me and introduced me to a Beacon type product. Mm-hmm. And that really got me interested and excited about what a Beacon was, and they weren't calling it that, and what it could do for my business.
The person that introduced you, this was a friend or?
This was a friend of mine. I am in the New Jersey area, and she was out in the Ohio area. Mm-hmm. We had been doing different business things. She has a bunch of businesses that she runs, and she had gone to, I want to say, a seminar somewhere and have someone approach her and talk to her about this royalty product.
Well, fascinating. And so you didn't know it was a Beacon product. What was the pitch?
Okay, well, the pitch was with this tiny little device that you keep on your keychain that you could broadcast your marketing message out to 100 yards and hit every Android phone in that vicinity, which I was like, wow, that's an amazing thing. Yes, as a small business owner, we always want something that's going to be cost effective and have a huge reach. You know, it was touted that no matter where you are, if you're sitting at a coffee shop and you have this thing on you, you're working and broadcasting your business, hey, that's a wonderful idea. Anybody would want something like that. So I asked for more information, and I received more information and signed up.
What was the product called?
The product was called a Royalty Gem.
Okay. And so we now know Royalty Gem is a Bluetooth beacon, right?
Yes, it is. Yep. I did not realize that it was a beacon at all. I don't think anybody did. And the concept is amazing.
Can you describe kind of what you get? And, well, how much does this cost, by the way?
Well, when I joined up with Royalty, I paid a $79 fee, I believe, a front or something like that. And mm-hmm. I got three radius dots. That's what they were calling their gems.
Okay.
And they have their own platform, and they would be changing the notifications for you. You would put it in, and then they would change it for you. So at that point, and this was in May of 2017, and it would take about 24 hours or so for them to be able to change the notifications. And me knowing nothing other than that, I was like, all right, that's wonderful, that's fine. We were told that we needed to have a secure site that would be the landing point for it, which is fine. I felt bad for some people who didn't have that because they were desperately trying to figure out how to turn their site into secure sites to be able to use this product.
What was the mechanism for entering this, the message that was being pushed by the beacons?
Okay, well, we would go and log in, and on the back end, we would put in a 40-character message.
Okay.
And they are using the Nearby system, although I didn't really know that at the time. But we would go into our back end, the dashboard, and enter the information, and then they would update it for us. And that, like I said before, it would take about 24 hours or so for those messages to show up.
And so you did that on the web. And so what were the results of this?
Well, you know what? One of the things that they were telling us, wow, you're going to see all these hits as it comes down to you when it's shipped to you, which you did see. And it was really, really exciting. I mean, people were going crazy for this. This is like the unicorn, you know, we just fell in love with the concept. So after I got mine, I used them. I set them up and I went out and I tried to show people and said, hey, check your notifications. And I ran into a couple of snags. And there was nothing at that time to be able to check analytics.
Okay.
So a lot of people were using Bitly to do that.
Okay.
And it turns out a lot of people were seeing in their data, because there are some boards on Facebook where people, you know, go and talk about the product and different things. I guess a lot of these people are MLMers and they build teams.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't really familiar with the MLM part. I have my own business, so I never really got involved in that. But on a lot of the boards, people were saying that the hits were just bots out of California.
And so let's rewind on some of the jargon, maybe. So what is MLM?
Multi-level marketing companies, something similar to a Pampered Chef, or, you know, where you would have people purchase below you,
mm-hmm.
and you would make money on bringing people in and having people be like a sales force.
Like Amway, like...
Correct. Like Amway,
yeah.
Or I guess some of the oil companies that are out there, anything like that, yes. Mm-hmm.
And that's
how people were making money with the product. So you have an army of these people going out and selling them to small businesses. And then they can just use it for their business, or they can choose to sell it as well and build up teams below them.
And was the person that introduced you to the idea, were they part of this kind of MLM hierarchy?
No, they weren't. They weren't. A friend of hers was, but she was not, no.
Oh, interesting. Okay. So, I mean, I think this is fascinating, the idea of, because one of the things that the whole beacon thing has lacked, I think, in many ways, is good marketing. And this is maybe one of the most potent forms of marketing, where you're using people's relationships and networks to spread the word. You know, how effective do you think this was?
As far as a marketing tool for them and to get the word out about their product, amazing, wonderful. But as far as for small businesses, I don't know if I've seen anything yet.
Would you say that the hits that you were getting that were showing up in the analytics that were registering as bots, did it make you feel like they weren't legitimate hits? Like, what was your
Absolutely.
Reaction to that?
Yes. A lot of people were feeling that they weren't legitimate hits. And even to this day, I have not heard anybody or seen anything on YouTube or anything on the internet of business owners actually touting the results that they got from using beacons in this manner. So that was alarming. You know, it was alarming when I first, you know, found out that, hey, I could do this myself, which is another thing that I found out. And that's what I did. I went out and I purchased developer sets from Radius and Contact and Estimote and Bluecats. Because I started doing research, I wanted to make sure that I knew exactly how this product worked before I went out and tried to sell it to people, not only for my own business, but for other people who I wanted to use it and benefit from it as well. So when I received my beacons and I started doing a lot of research on the topic, I found Steve, and I wanted to know more. And there's a lot of people out there that are touting themselves as experts, and they didn't seem to be to me. It seems like a lot of people were jumping on the bandwagon to make a lot of money with different platforms and using a technology that they themselves didn't really know how to use.
Thanks for looking to us for kind of getting up to speed on this. And it sounds like you've been very thorough. You've gone out to four great platforms to experiment with this. And, you know, what were some of the things that you learned through this process that you didn't know when you started?
A couple of things that I didn't know, and we were originally told that all we needed, well, actually, we were told all we needed was Bluetooth turned on. So when I went to show this to business owners, all they had on was Bluetooth, and I'm trying to figure out why they're not receiving notifications, because there's more things that have to be turned on. You need your location services on, you need the Bluetooth on, you need some sort of internet connection, whether it be through your cellular service or Wi-Fi, and then you also have to have the nearby turned on. So a lot of pieces of the puzzle to really get the notifications were missing, and that's what I started to learn. I also started to learn that there's settings on the beacons that we can do on our own when you learn to program them yourselves, as far as the intervals of advertising rate and the power levels.
Yes.
Which really comes into play when you're in, let's say, a stadium or a convention center.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
You know, these were things that we weren't aware of, at least I wasn't.
So the power level, does that affect the range of the broadcast? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. I think the power level, yeah, I think both of them have to be at a higher level to be able to get more people to see the notifications. And it also, it seems to be very, very quirky. It depends on your location, where you are in a building. It depends on if you're in an open field. Great, you're going to get a huge line of sight. But when you're in a convention center and you have all these people, you know, that's getting absorbed by the water. I discovered, you know, the human body is a lot of water that absorbs these signals. So many, there's a plethora of things that I didn't know about how beacons worked.
Well, I applaud you for getting to grips with this as much as you have. What do you make of the other people that are using the Royalty Gem platform? What kind of people did you come across, and what were they promoting?
I came across a lot of really, really wonderful people, and that's what's really interesting about this. Everybody out there fell in love with this technology, so there's a ton of business owners and multi-level marketing people that are looking for a solution to advertise their businesses in a reasonable way,
mm-hmm.
You know, and the most likely of places to advertise, of course, is going to be on our phones. We have our noses in our phones all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So that totally made sense. And it's from advertising eateries and coffee shops to promoting their own businesses, whatever they be, myself, the books, other people were selling leggings, mm-hmm. You know, anything that's out there. You know, everybody wants to use this technology because it's so amazing.
So is your sense that this MLM approach is working? Is it driving adoption?
I think it's driving adoption for those selling it as an MLM tool. Mm-hmm. But as far as the business owners, I'm not quite sure it's really working for them in the way that they want.
And you think that's just because they're not, they don't have the knowledge of all the things they really need to know to make this work?
I don't know if it's that. I think it's that the majority of the general public are not aware of nearby notifications or the physical web or the Internet of Things, actually.
Yeah.
So you think they're not getting the notifications or just not knowing what to do with them when they come in?
Sometimes they're getting the notifications and sometimes not. And I don't know what Google is doing on the back end, because a lot of people have mentioned, hey, isn't this going to be really spammy, and will Google not shut this down? So I'm thinking that could be happening as well. A lot of people were concerned about that they would start their own business selling these beacons in an MLM fashion, and then all of a sudden have it turned off because Google said, hey, whoa, enough is enough on this.
Well, having spoken to some of the people at Google, I think you're right to be concerned about their response to spam. And I guess as stakeholders in the ecosystem, we want them to do what they do on the web, don't we? I mean, the web is useful because they have a way of ranking and prioritizing what people see. So I think what we're seeing is Google are doing what they do on the web on the physical web. And think about what they do. They rank, they order, they filter. And so when you ask a question on the web, you get pretty good answers. And they've done an amazing job, given how much spam there is, of relegating that. And from what I've picked up in my conversations with people that work at Google, they see Google's role on the physical web as being very much the same. And so I think they'll be doing that sorting and filtering. And so if people are pushing content using nearby, using the physical web, then that's good. But it really needs to be useful and actionable. And they're going to be looking at the pages that people point to and people's behavior, and using a lot of the same algorithms that they do with the World Wide Web on the physical web. And so I share some of your concerns, Victoria, that if this gets abused and people are simply just pushing spammy content that people find annoying, that this could really, I think that Google may end up throttling it back. And we've already seen them pull the physical web out of the Chrome browser, and now it's in Android, so it's still there, but it means that we only get it on Android. We don't get it on iOS. So, Victoria, any closing thoughts on what we've been talking about?
Sure. I have a couple of them. I think that this is amazing technology, and I really would like to see small businesses take advantage of this. I also think that beacons can't be a standalone platform, or they're not the silver bullet that people think that they are. I think they need to be paired with things, maybe NFC, some QR codes, and certainly apps.
Have you thought about, have you either thought about or already published some thought leadership points on this whole topic? Do you have a place where you can either blog or post to LinkedIn or anything like that, where you've shared all this knowledge?
Mm-hmm. You know what? I thought about that, and it seems like this is morphing me into many different directions. The more I learn about this, it takes me to different areas. I think I'm going to have to do that. I'm coming from a place of small business, so I, of course, that's where I want to see people gain this technology and make it useful for themselves. It's reasonably priced, and if they can do it the right way, I think it would just be a phenomenal thing for them. This way they don't feel like they can't compete with the big box stores for specific technologies.
Well, certainly you're not the average user, that's for sure. And it sounds like you've built up a nice network of people in various different parts of the market. So a lot of people would want to know what you have to say, for sure.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, we're going to do our bit to spread the word. I think it's great getting your experiences. And since you hooked me onto this MLM thing, I've noticed other services starting to pop up. I saw a real estate-based service that was essentially offering the same kind of package built around there. And I think, you know, to your point, it's more than just about the base technology. It's about the analytics. There's companies like Beacon, spelt B-K-O-N, who have their own platform, which is very general purpose, and they have a good relationship with Google. They actually invest in their analytics and provide a good dashboard and look to filter out bots. And I'm sure Royalty Jam are out there competing, and so they'll hopefully respond and invest more in their platform and beef that up. So I did invite them to actually talk to us on this show. I didn't get a response, but maybe we'll get them on board and have them tell us what they're doing to raise their game so that they can go beyond kind of a simple value proposition that gets the word out to a service that is providing all the knobs, dials, bells, and whistles that, mm-hmm. that people need.
Very interesting.
All right, Victoria, thanks a lot for thinking of us. It was great to get your message, and I appreciate your using the book and using this resource in your business, and hopefully you'll get some visibility from this as well.
Perfect. Thank you so much, gentlemen. I appreciate it.
Well, that was great. We don't often get a chance to talk to people that are reading the book, watching the podcast, and I think Victoria just went beyond the expected as far as really understanding what was going on to get the most out of the technology.
I think it's important to somehow package this information and share it with other people like her in small business who could use the knowledge that she's put together with all this back-end legwork that she's done. So she's fantastic.
So, you know, the way we normally start off with our guests, our warm-up question, which we record and then put at the end, is what three songs would you take on a trip to Mars? Have you had a chance to think about that very perplexing question?
I have.
All right. What is it?
Well, I would take Venus and Mars by Paul McCartney and Wings.
Oh, that's a great track.
Yes, it's a wonderful album, and I had the pleasure actually of seeing him in Madison Square Garden in September. So what a better song to take to Mars than Venus and Mars.
So you saw him this year?
I did.
And did he play this?
Yeah, yes, he did. He did a lot off that album. It was a wonderful, wonderful concert. Really good.
Yeah, I grew up listening to Wings Over America, and it was that was really good. Okay, so that's number one. What's number two?
Okay, number two would be Meatloaf, Bat Outta Hell, from 1977.
Excellent. Any reason for that?
You know what? That was one of the best summers of my youth. So, yes, that's the reason for that. It was a great, great year. Did a lot of fun things that year.
Okay, well, we won't delve too deeply into what you did in 1977, but I can imagine a lot of fun. And it's funny, Meatloaf has actually been quoted by a number of United States senators recently in the debate around this tax bill, which is quite, kind of funny. But anyway, so he obviously meant a lot to our legislators as well. Maybe they had a good 77 too. Okay, that's number two. And number three.
Okay, number three would be Beautiful by Christina Aguilera.
Oh, great voice.
And the reason for that would be, you know, drawing on one's inner strength. You know, you always have yourself to drive yourself forward. And you're your own best friend at a lot of times.
Very good. Good words to live by. Good choice. Thank you very much for humoring us with that.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight. and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Switching to Shopify helps you sell smarter at every stage of your business. Take full control of your brand with your own custom online store.
Wow, looks amazing.
Find more customers with our easy-to-use marketing tools.
Piece of cake.
And let the best converting checkout on the planet do its thing. Whatever your stage, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Switch to Shopify today for a $1 a month trial at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.